Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello and good evening. It is episode 561. It is the 12th of January 2020, and we are the Overseas Connection, the OC podcast, a gaming podcast for the more wise and sometimes mature gamer who we just say a bit off center. We broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. You can find us on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, mixer.com/OC Podcast, and youtube.com/, you guessed it, OC Podcast. So tonight we have myself, Filthy Olsen, and joining, as ever, is the wonderful, lovely Kim Woods.
Hey, everybody.
How are you doing, Kim?
I'm freezing to death. No, not too bad. We had some ice snow, so, you know, just keeping warm.
Superb. And keeping her warm this evening with his wit and charm and energy is the one and only spinning the decks, Mr. Robin Tate.
Hello, Kim, everybody. Robin. Hiya, Phil. Good to see you back on the show. Kim.
Thank you.
Hello. Indeed. I seen your photographs earlier on today in the snow, Kim, in your Dolce & Gabbana boots. Wow, you're so loaded so you can go out in the snow in such expensive clothing. It's good to be on the show. Great to have Phil hosting. Just a little note that Mr. DeLacy may join the show. He is whizzing his way back from appointment with his hair transplant guy again. Didn't have much luck.
Oh, I thought this weekend was the boob job.
So he may appear in about 20 minutes or so with some audio, so we'll see how that goes. Good luck, Phil. Have a good show.
Cheers. Let's see if we can finish the show before he joins us.
Woohoo!
Zoom through. Thank you very much. So,
thank you for listening to the...
Done.
I'm fast.
And fast. We're clear.
So, beginning of a new year. Happy New Year for those people who I haven't spoken to. Like Harley Dan in the chat. Good to see you. Kim, what have you been up to this week?
I may have acquired a new house pet. His name is Toby. He's a dog. He's a chocolate lab. He's actually my brother's dog, and some of you may know him because I used to dog sit him because he's got issues with tearing holes in the side of houses when my brother goes away. He has severe separation and anxiety issues, and he's been doing really well because I haven't had to dog sit him in a while. And last Monday, I got a phone call and a text message that he had messed up again, and he had my brother was going to town to get some dog food for him and his doggy brother, and when he came back home, Toby was outside in the yard, and he couldn't figure out why, because when he left, he was in the house. He soon found out why. He ripped a hole in the side of his house.
Oh my goodness.
He went through the inside wall, the outside wall, the siding, the whole nine yards. I mean, it was pretty bad. So my brother, being a little hot-tempered, we like to call it the woods temper, he's now decided that he doesn't know if he can handle it anymore, and since Toby was always good at my house, I may have unofficially adopted a dog.
What a feel bot. Seriously?
Yeah.
So man.
I know. And, I get it. I understand, because this isn't the first time that Toby's done it, because he's done this at least three or four times over the last 4 years. And it all started when he met his girlfriend, now wife. So we can only assume that Toby is jealous of her. Because
we had two.
Yeah. And she's not a mean person or anything like that. But you gotta understand, when my brother got Toby, he didn't treat him like a dog. He treated him like a child. Like, he took him everywhere. He bought him steaks from the grocery store. I mean, this was his kid. And then his wife shows up and So now Toby's kind of in second place. And
why would he bought her steaks instead?
Well, yeah, he started buying her
so
steaks.
So I had a... don't have any more, but when I was younger, I had dogs. Now, when I say younger, in my 20s, I had dogs. I'm very allergic now. I don't know why, what happened, what changed. But at one stage, I had, and my favourite dogs were always Red Setter, Irish Red Setter, yeah. And then I had an Old English Sheepdog and a Lab. So Tilly, Henry and Maggie. Okay, nice. Tilly is a Red Setter. Anyway, Henry was a Lab. And funny, Tilly the Red Setter was pedigree, but she came from a pound. But we came with all her documentation. As quite a young pup. but the Lab, I remember one day, we went out and the Lab and Tilly, we had the Red Setter at the time, and they were in the kitchen and I was out at work. And underneath the sink was this big tub. So it was maybe a 4 gallon, 5 gallon tub with the hard pellets that they eat that you mix with their food in a sealed lid. And it was in this cupboard underneath the sink. So came home from work one day and Tilly walked into the kitchen and Tilly was cowering in the corner. She was as skinny as a rake. And Henry had managed to get the kitchen door open. Edit off something similar to what we've seen in the photographs, Kim. And he had eaten, the tub was 3/4 full, and he had eaten every single bit of it.
Oh dear.
Now that was all right, his belly was full, but this stuff expands with liquid and water. So about a day later, Henry the dog looked like the Marshmallow Man or a Michelin Man. He exploded at almost twice the size. I don't understand why it didn't kill him. Ah, doggies. I'd love a doggy again.
Dog.
I'd love a doggy again. It's hard.
Yeah.
One of our lads here, unfortunately, he would be great, but he would torture it, chase it. Glenn would has killed the chickens. Like, hello, chicken, I'll pick you up and throw you over the hedge. Break your neck at the time. He would torture the doggy. So I don't think it would be really fair on the dog because it would just be constantly chased around the place. Okay, cool. So you're probably going to keep this dog?
As far as I know, the wife and Colton, the little boy, and Olim, and of course his doggy brother, all want him to come home. But it kind of all depends on what Stacy wants. And right now he's a little aggravated enough that doesn't look like an option. So I may have him for a while, or I may have him forever. I don't really know. So
with him in our WhatsApp group, Mark has came in and given lots and lots of doggy advice about boxing and caging and all manner of things. So, yeah, you ticked a box for Mark there, definitely. Cool.
Yep.
Excellent. Anything else, Kim?
Nope, that's been about it. So
taking up all your time.
I have to get you. I've got cats, so now I've got to get used to getting up and making sure he gets taken out. And he gets taken out in time because the first night I messed up and I didn't take him out before I went to bed. So the next morning, right as soon as I got up, he was whimpering at the door. And I guess Dad was busy making breakfast and didn't quite get it. And when I got up, he had an accident on the floor. Admittedly, it was on the rug, so that was fine. And I wasn't mad about it because it was my fault. But, I'm figuring it out. So.
Yeah, it's a strange new place for him and, different routine. Dogs do that. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. And Robin, talking about taking dogs for a walk, you've been doing some exercising.
Okay, well, I've kept on talking about it. And since New Year, I have started to properly exercise. I said to myself, Robin, just straight after Christmas, I hit 15 stone. That's a record for me. And it annoyed me. And I swore blind that it was never going to happen again. I used to be quite a fit man. And go away, beeps. I'm beeping everywhere. I'm quite trim, and my weight for my height and structure and stuff should be about 13 stone. Anyway, a while back I bought the treadmill, I bought the cross trainer and a bike and some, and I used it once. Anyway, New Year's resolution, I want to get back to it again. And I've set myself a target of doing at least 30 minutes, a minimum of 30 minutes strenuous exercise every week. Well, we're a week in, 10 days into it now, and zang. Now, it's working really well. Now, I have to tell you that at the beginning of this year, I found it very, very hard to come back to work and back. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I just found it really hard to get myself going. And it's not like me. I'm Mr. Positivity, and away you go. But then again, lots of people would be like that. And maybe underneath it all, there's other crap going on. You know, you put on a brave face. And so there was maybe, not there's a lot of bad stuff going on, but there's just a lot. My life is very, very busy. It took me a few days just to get into gear. That's really when I decided that as well. I found myself one morning when I had work to do, I ended up started writing a book. I wasn't intending to write a book, but I ended up saying, like, you know what, I'm just going to write shit down that's in my head right now. And I started typing away about stuff, and I ended up 6 pages in, and I started to feel better. And maybe,
well, they do say writing helps.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I've got a book in me. I'd love to maybe try.
Painful.
Yeah. I'd love to try. Anyway, so we started off the treadmill. We've got the nice new shoes to go along with it because my old ones had sort of worn out. And it's been really good. And I've actually helped this as well. It's helped some clarity. And whether that is just coming out here for half an hour, 3/4 of an hour, and exercising to clear my head. I always remember I loved going out for a run because it was time to clear my head. Here, I'm not too far away from the house because there's so many kids there. If there's an emergency, I can get there really quick. And I've enjoyed it. There was a joke we had sort of made a while back. Oh, so maybe you can treadmill and podcast. Today, for some reason, I came out here and went, do you know what? I'm going to throw a webcam up very quickly. And I did. So I done my cardio session today on the Overseas Connection stream. Now, whatever the cam, if you go onto the YouTube channel now, it's there. And you can see it and have a look-see. I'm going to do this again. I'm not going to do it every session because I'm coming out every day. But I think I'll do it at least once a week and going to stream. And what I find when I was on the cross trainer and the treadmill, I was chatting as my way through it. First of all, I talked about some of the equipment and then started to talk about Star Wars. And then I started to talk about life and crap. And that's probably what's going to happen. And if this helps to motivate me to keep me going and maybe motivate somebody else as well. I'm trying to think, is this the beginning of the year of living, I don't know, treadworthy or something? I don't know. A new YOLG, a thing that could maybe get some of the community involved that want to try and get their health and their mental health and shape a bit better by doing a little bit of exercise. Now, there's a podcast I can deal with. We can have 4 cams up and 4 people on their treadmills.
Or exercising in some way.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't have a treadmill, but I guess I can ride my bike. We can
set the camera. That would be fun. We'll talk about that one.
Yeah.
The second thing is, which cheered me up, we had our big sales meeting on Friday, and I got a nice trophy for being the sales guy of the year, blah, 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 which is lovely.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. I was quite a bit of a surprise, actually, because I usually keep my head low and always think there's more worthy people than that. It's not something that I've been done for a lot of years. I started this last year, so. And it's been lovely, and the company put it up onto LinkedIn, and some lovely people have sent some really nice things, and, you know, the international sales director of a lot of major companies around the world who I know have met a few times have put lovely comments on. That's nice. So it won't do me any harm, but it's nice. It doesn't mean anything. It didn't come with a big check. It came with a little glass trophy. But it's nice to get a bit of recognition, and I work with a great team. So thank you for that. If any of you are listening, you've made it happen. So yes, exercise, busy with work again. And on the show, doing stuff in the background for the show as well. So it should be interesting as the year goes on. I'm hoping we can drag in somebody I've been trying to get for a long time. And I think when this person frees up, they'll be available. So that's an interesting one. But I can't say anything too much yet. But I've been trying to get this person for a long time. But like Phil?
It's Henry Cavill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just for Kim.
The skinny one or the fat one? So yeah, that's me. That's me.
Shows up looking like Witcher. I don't give a shit which. So anyway.
Oh yeah, yeah, and we have to do this bit here.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
My goodness,
we're going off rails already.
Here, Dan, I have to see if I can get through enough phone signal to stream on my bike. Right, yes, that's a good idea, Dan. That would be kind of cool as well. I think there's an idea in here somewhere. Phil, the story time music was just for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to eat another. I'm going to have another blackjack.
I just wanted to get the story straight. I've been I haven't been around for a couple of weeks. Listening to previous shows. Number one, I'm not completely bald, Robin. Although it looks like this camera makes it look like I've got no hair. I have got some on top. And secondly, Greg, when and yourself, Robin, bubble and squeak. So in our family, we've always had bubble and squeak on Boxing Day.
Cabbage and bacon?
And no, we've never had, we don't have
turnip.
Bacon in our bubble and squeak. We never have. But it's all the leftovers from Christmas Day thrown in with some, if you're eating meat, it was cold turkey or beef or whatever, with, pickled onions and some relishes and all that sort of thing. And some chips as well, some nice chips or fries. Big chunky chips, so no bacon. I haven't stopped being.
I think that's vegan. A Phil Olsen type of bubble and squeak. It's like the.
It's a family thing. We've never put bacon in. Grandparents didn't either.
So there were vegans in the making. Actually, that's news about vegans. You're now a religion.
Not a religion. It's an ethical. I don't know what the word is, but
yeah, you're going to have the same rights as a religion.
Wouldn't get the bus because it would damage insects. Yeah, it's going to be a bit too far for me. Anyway, back onto gaming. I sold my Switch.
Oh wow! Just not used it.
No, I haven't used it. It was gathering dust here on my desk. Bought Diablo 3 just before Christmas. Didn't touch it. I thought it would get me using it. I just don't use it. Just didn't use it at all. So looked up, got a good price for it from the Smelly Shop from CEX.
Oh, good.
And for cash. So sold that, traded it in, and bought myself a drone.
Ooh!
Oh.
I'm now a...
I thought you already were married.
Yeah, very funny. Now, I now own a Mavic Mini.
Oh, lovely. So, very nice.
Yeah, and it is very mini and very light and very nice as well. Although it's been pretty much too windy. I've only had two opportunities to take it out. It's it's been a bit too for it, especially because it's so light. But it's a very nice little piece of kit. Fits in your pocket. 2.7K camera video. Does nicely.
Part of me... No, because you just never know. I suppose you just never know. Part of me is jealous of the smaller ones that came out of the Mavic Pro, but I still love my Mavic Pro. I stand using
Mavic Pro is a better drone.
It's a solid thing.
It's solid, heavier. This one's under 249 grams, so it gets under the current law where you have to have any drone, you have to have over 250 grams, you have to have registered. I've registered myself anyway because this year is likely to work to include any drone with a camera. But they are changing some of the laws around how close you can fly it. So under 250 grams, you can fly it closer to people and actually over people legally, which you can't with the larger ones. So yes, loving it so far. Very, very nerve-wracking when you fly it up and you fly it further away.
Oh yeah, goodness. No, so from here, from where I am, I've flown it as far as my brother-in-law's house, the second brother-in-law. So that's a mile as the crow flies away.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to fly out of sight, but damn it. And it's kind of nerve-wracking because it's amazing the Wi-Fi signal on them, but it's down to just maybe one or two bars at that stage, and you're just getting kind of nervous. But it's kind of cool. Funny, I was thinking about it today. I was this morning watching a few bits and pieces about Malta, and I think I'm going to bring it out when we go to Malta this year because that looks quite lovely out there to do some stuff. Don't do enough. Yeah. It's time. Speaking of cameras and stuff, I bought one of the little. Damn it! What's it called? Oh! It's the gimbal, the mini gimbal. It's a wee.
The Osmo one.
Yeah, the Osmo. So I have the TGI. Of course, TGI. The one for the camera, the bigger one, and I bought the mini one, and I haven't really used it, and I'm in the same dilemma, Phil. And CES, not sex, CEX, not that one. The computer electronic show, which was in Las Vegas, isn't
yes,
it?
Yeah.
There's a new camera there which has really, really excited me, and I would really like to pick one up, which is the Insta360 1R.
Yes.
And yes, it's like a
430 quid. Yeah.
It's like a Lego kit.
Yeah.
Of a camera, and it does this phenomenal effect of sort of filming you from behind.
Yeah,
it looks like it's floating in the air. It's just phenomenal. Yeah,
you stick it on a pole, and it because of the way it works, it doesn't actually show the pole, and it's absolutely super. Yeah, I'd love one. Yes, all right, Kim. Stop laughing. Pole.
Dan has the drone as well. He said he flew it for about 2 miles down the beach. He couldn't find it for the life of him. It's very nervous. I think one of the most other nervous times I had, Phil, is there was not last year, the year before, flying over water. That's scary.
Yeah.
Okay. And not last year, the year before when we were at Lake Garda and we were out on the boat and there's some footage of the drone from the boat and it was launched. From the boat, and then we flew it around a bit and as we were sailing, and then landed it back on the boat again. That was nerve-wracking. I didn't realize how nerve-wracking it was going to be to land it because the boat was moving, so it was almost you had to pull it out of the air as it was coming down, and that was, and it's the realization going, shit, if I fuck up here, there's £1,000 in the drink. when it calms down and you get a lovely frosty day and you get it up there and you ignore your height limits and up you go, it's just phenomenal. It is lovely. I've had lots of fun with mine, so enjoy that. That's good.
Cheers. Yeah. And finally, so I've been spending when I haven't been playing with the drone, and I've gone through a bit of over Christmas, had a bit of a gaming lull and not really sure what to play and everything. But I've been, for Christmas, I got a whole load of the Judge Dredd miniatures. So for those who don't know, I'm into my miniature gaming. Got a whole load of Judge Dredd miniatures for a new game.
I'm very small.
And so I've been painting
those.
It's a
little game. So. Tiny. I like tiny games.
Yes, they are very, they're very tiny.
Little people.
28. So that's been giving my eyes a bit of a rest from screens because we realised the other day that we come in from work, make some dinner and then sit in front of the TV or Xbox and for the evening.
Christmas decorations come down now, please. Take the Christmas decorations down.
Oh, no, he stays with me for a little while longer.
No.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
All of the decorations are down.
Okay, so you guys chat among yourselves. I'm going to edit cameras and stuff in the background and just get it all together. So we've just started. So chat on. Chat on!
So, Greg.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. This is swell.
Oh, special guest this evening. Sure. So, Greg, can you tell us a little about yourself, where you're from?
Yeah, I am a Libra. I like video games. I also like sports. Enjoying watching the Kansas City-Houston game right now because it's batshit crazy bonkers.
Really?
KC's made a comeback. It's 24-21. Yeah. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy, crazy game. Congratulations, by the way, on the Titans, Phil.
Yes,
fantastic,
thank you.
Fantastic win yesterday. I was excited to see that. Yeah. Tighten up. Yeah. There you go.
The most improved offense this year. Who would that be?
I don't know.
Us, the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're talking about teams in the playoffs right now. I can't even make that claim, Robin. Come on. I can't even make that claim.
Anyway, so Greg, what have you been up to this week? We've gone through what we've been doing. What have you been up to?
It has been kind of a crazy couple weeks. So I was extremely sick about 2 weeks back, and I podcasted with you guys. That was on the brink of it getting really ugly for me. I still have the cough. It's going to linger a little while longer. My loving wife just handed – I love you. Love you.
I know you do.
Yes. Look at that. Hot cider, possibly spiked with whipped cream, a little nutmeg, cinnamon on top. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, last night, went down to San Jose, went and saw the San Jose Sharks play. Our good friends of ours had – she won tickets from her work for their suite. So we were actually up in the upper deck suites, the basically their full-service kind of suites where – you get special privilege treatment, and you don't have to sit amongst the riffraff. So that was fun. They had a great game by the Sharks. They won 2-1 against Dallas, and so I was happy to see that. And, yeah, so outside of that, a lot of gaming. I played a lot of different games, so I'm excited to be talking about that today. And then looking ahead, I won't be on next week because I found out I have to fly out on Sunday to Denver for one of my clients to go for a Monday meeting with them in Denver. So I will be out in the cold, frigid air of Denver, Colorado.
Boy, fun.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Denver's supposed to be very nice.
Denver is nice. I like Denver. I like going and visiting this particular client. They're actually a fantastic client on top of it all, but going out to Denver just makes it an extra little treat. But the only other place I like visiting as much as Denver is Tennessee. Tennessee is up there on my big thumbs up list for places to go visit.
It's that hotel in Tennessee that you like. Isn't it?
Yes, the Gaylord. Gaylord. Oh my God, the Gaylord Hotel is awesome. If you've never been to the Gaylord, I cannot say Gaylord enough right now. It's right next to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a huge, huge hotel.
Mm-hmm. Looks fab. Funny, we're looking at the Tennessee thing has came up again. So for next year, so talking like maybe our usual sort of thing
spike.
A week one where a week in Tennessee, Dollywood, and a week then in Florida.
So yeah, we're looking at doing something similar for 2023 for my 50th. So
fuck off! Nice. How can it be that long? How can it be that long? No, Kim.
What?
Sorry. Don't mean to talk about it being that long.
Anyway, Kim. let's get some sensible talk now. And can you let us know the monthly freebies?
Oh, alrighty. We can do that. Your monthly freebies for this month are Styx, Shards of Darkness. That's now through the 31st of January. Ooh. Batman, the Telltale series. The 16th through February 15th. Tekken 6, now through the 15th. So you better be getting on that one. It'll be knocked off here soon. Lego Star Wars 2, the original trilogy. The 16th through the 31st. And those are your games with gold. PlayStation Plus, we have Goat Simulator and Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection. And for your Twitch Prime games, we have Anarchute, Ape Out, Bandera, Enter the Gungeon, Gatto Roboto, Heave Ho, Kingdom New Lands. Heave Ho.
Ho.
Scrolling. My scroll is not working.
Heard that about you.
I know, right? A normal lost phone, whatever that means. Splasher. Come on, scroll. Work with me today. It's apparently cold. And Witch Eye. Stadia Pro, we have Rise of the Tomb Raider, 20th Year Celebration Edition, and Thumper.
Thank you very
not
much.
Not about the rabbit.
Not about a rabbit? Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely not about a rabbit. I've tried to play it. Definitely not a red rabbit.
You bought it as well, didn't you?
Yeah, it is, yes.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I hear it's a very, very good game, and I'm only giving it a few minutes, so it's all my fault. It's all my fault. Me.
He admitted it, folks.
Marks.
Hey, so, Greg, sorry, one thing. Again. Greg, cool. What's wrong with my weights? Are they too gay for you? They look are they meant to be in a children's playroom?
Slightly gay. However, Robin.
Yes.
I think you can lift more weight than that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But I don't want to be a big gorilla product person. Like, there's a fella I know in Lincoln.
I get that. I get your desire be a gorilla, but also I'm just looking for girl level weights.
Well,
you're not even that girl level.
A barbell weight is like for doing getting into it, like 5 kg. I mean, what is that for? No,
14 pounds in American. That's 14.
Yeah, Greg, just wait until you see the video on YouTube.
Okay. I am fearful and I'm excited.
Oh, sorry, it's really poor. I'm sorry. It was an spur of the moment thing. It was the spur webcam and the quality is really bad. But next time around, you will be able to make out my manhood and my lycra. So I promise you.
Zoom will be on,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. There's a little thing, a setting you can have on the Skype camera to follow your face. It gets really confused when I have lycra on. So it thinks it's a nose. My nose is pretty big anyway. Like,
that's because you're talking out your ass again.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Phil. Carry on.
That's all right. Anyway, shall we talk about the games that we've played this week?
Well, sure.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Not here.
So, Kim, there's a game on your list. There's one game on your list.
Just one game, yep.
It's not particularly new.
No.
Relatively topical.
Yeah, that it is. I have been playing The Witcher 3 this week. Surprise, surprise. I don't know.
What?
I watched the show. I know, right? I watched the show. I played the PC game for a while, and I'm kind of like Mark. The controls were a little difficult, even just using the mouse. He said there's mods, though, to fix that, so I may check those out. But for now, I am playing The Witcher 3 because it is sort of embarrassing to know that I bought it when it came out, and I still haven't finished it. So that is my goal for this year, is to finish The Witcher 3. I don't know, though. I'm telling you. I've forgotten how much stuff there is, and I'm not even to the DLCs yet. And they could be games by themselves.
Yeah.
So pray for me, because I may be going down a Witcher rabbit hole. So.
Yeah, that's one game, actually. Do you remember the challenge we did to finish games and not buy new ones?
Mm-hmm.
I think right. I'm very close this year. Because everything I want is being released on Game Pass. At the moment, apart from Cyberpunk, maybe, I actually can't see any games that I'm going to actually buy that aren't coming out on Game Pass. So Witcher 3 is on my list of games to finish, along with Red Dead.
Yep. Yeah, so Witcher 3. I played a little more this morning. I'm still on the Isle of Fyke, which if you've played The Witcher 3, you probably know what I'm talking about. It's the one with the rats. And I kind of forgot, too, how dark and kind of dreary this game can be. So, and I mean literally dark. I had to up the brightness on my TV because it was hard to see things. Like to go down a dark stairwell or something, I kept running into walls. So I had
now,
to...
Kim, are you on a 1080p, like standard HD, or do you have HDR, that kind of thing?
No, I'm on like a, you know, one of the first flat screens, so I don't even think it has HD.
Gotcha.
I think it's like, what is it, 7, was it 720 or something like that, maybe? It's not, I don't think it's 1080 by any stretch. But that being said, coming through the X, it looks like awesome. I mean, I even found was it the visual and the performance modes or however that works? I even found those the other day, so those were kind of neat to play around with to see which one looks better and which one runs better and yada, yada, yada. But, Yeah, other than all of that, it's been interesting to remember what the hell the controls are. Mm. I went through so many damn potions the other day trying to get a drink of water to heal myself. I'm surprised I didn't kill poor Geralt with, toxicity. So, I was like, damn. So, I eventually felt bad about it and took the potions off the little directional pad because I couldn't figure out, which button to push to get the right thing. So...
Hey, Kim.
It happens.
The reason you're back to here, is this because you've been watching the TV series? Right, okay.
That's it. Yeah, I watched the TV series, and I enjoyed it, and I guess I needed more Witcher. And like I said, I've sat on it since it came out, and I still haven't finished it, and I did finish Red Dead 2, so... I kind of felt like before jumping into, Greedfall and starting another gigantic game... Right. I needed to finish this one.
Mm.
Yeah. By the way, The Witcher on Netflix, I don't get all the hate that series got.
Right?
Critics did not like it at all, but I mean, I thought it was really true to the Witcher series or mm-hmm. the content, and he played the perfect Geralt. As far as the video game goes, in terms of what translated on screen, I thought it was really, really solid. And special effects-wise, I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Love the monsters in it. I was surprised to see the amount of CGI and level of CGI because I thought it would be really bad, but it was good.
Do you think it's because the critics are not gamers and they don't really understand the game?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, possibly. So they see Geralt being this very, unemotional kind of character and gruff. And so my guess is they probably think he's, a bad actor, but I think he's actually portraying Geralt perfect.
Exactly. Yeah, and then they haven't read the books, and it's all out of order, so people don't realize there's a reason that it's not going in an order, because it's short stories, and they don't follow the same path. But right. They said in season 2, it's going to be more linear, more straightforward, mm-hmm. so you can figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Because it'll follow the rest of the books, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And following the books, not the games, that's actually another key thing, because it's actually going off the books.
Exactly.
By the way, newsflash, Kansas City now up 27-24. This is incredible. They were down 24-0 in this game, and they have come all the way back. It's been this complete crazy. Yeah, I cannot put into words how nuts this game is. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. American football.
Go Chiefs. Anyway, that's it for me. I'm still neck deep, balls deep in The Witcher. So there we go.
Balls deep in The Witcher. I'm sure you would not have a problem with that, Kim.
I don't know why you would say such a thing.
So, thanks, Kim. Guest host, Greg. You've got a lot on your list. Take us
Yes. I have been dabbling on the PC. I've been dabbling in Game Pass. And reaching back into the library, if you will. So first game we'll talk about is Phoenix Point. This is a brand new tactical turn-based strategy game. It's from the original creator of XCOM. And quite honestly, Phoenix Point feels like XCOM with a different skin. It's not as polished as the new version that Fraxis made of XCOM, if you ask me. I think it still has a little bit, it needs a little bit of a polish in terms of the control schemes and how it works. But if you like XCOM, you will like Phoenix Point. It is basically XCOM, it's squad management, customizing the squad. You can rename your squad members. You've got, your away teams. You've got a base to manage. They do a little bit. I mean, they do change some things up a little bit. And so it's not totally the same. There is cover can be destroyed, it seems like, within the game. So there's, those kind of elements are part of it. But overall, it very much feels like going back to the roots of XCOM. It came out to Game Pass on PC. So it's on Game Pass PC right now. It is coming to Xbox Game Pass as well in January. So that is something to look forward to. They're just going through, I think, certification at the moment. So we're not entirely sure on when that will come or not. But What is he doing?
Who knows? He's been doing it all night.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Phoenix.
Yeah, it looks good.
I recommend it. I think he's going to actually start working out at any moment. It is good. The storyline, it's instead of creatures from space, it's creatures that are rising up from the deep. So all of the monsters within Phoenix Point have kind of a sea creature like.
Did he just shoot a crab?
Aesthetic. Yes. Yes.
okay.
He did shoot a crab creature? So.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, okay, I just can't help but notice. I feel like Robin has crowded himself in with all of his exercise equipment to the point the room is not as functional anymore. Does it mean?
It's like he's trying to exercise through osmosis. Just get as close to the exercise kit as possible.
Right, right.
This looks good. Yeah.
Sorry, I was just so distracted watching Robin climbing around his room. But yeah, Phoenix Point, it's a solid XCOM-like game. So if you've gotten through XCOM and XCOM 2 and you like that, Phoenix Point is absolutely going to be the next game you should be picking up. Like I said, it's on Game Pass, so it's included. If you have PC, it's on there. If you have Ultimate, it's coming to the Xbox. And it already supports controller support. But like I said, I feel like XCOM really perfected controller, turn-based strategy with their controller. I feel like they could make some tweaks on Phoenix Point. It would be a little bit better. So that's Phoenix Point. Next game I started playing, also on Game Pass, was a surprise that came to Game Pass, quite frankly, is Frostpunk. This is an indie game that came out last year, and a lot of critics really enjoyed it. We talked it up. I want to say it was last year. It might have been actually 2 years back now that I think about it. But either way, it got a lot of hype, and it is a real-time strategy game. I have been playing it on the Xbox because it is on Game Pass, but I do think this is a game most suited for a keyboard and mouse. Mostly because just keyboard with real-time strategy to me is a faster way of getting things done. But the premise of Frostpunk is you have this small kind of city that you're going to try and build out in a frozen tundra. The world has gone through an environmental disaster where basically it's covered in snow now. And so you have kind of this reactor that you have to fuel and build up your settlement around this reactor to provide heat to everybody. And so it's pretty cool. You send people off to scavenge for wood and for coal, and you have a group of workers, and you divide them up, and you tell how many workers you assign to each task. And you'll see them tunneling their way out through the snow to get to the areas that you're having them go to. And then once they get to that area, you can have them actually, create roads and pathways and make their traversal easier, so it's faster for you to get fuel back and forth. The entire time I play this game, I feel cold because the game does a really good job of conveying cold to you. And in fact, they have a big old thermometer like right in the middle of the top of the screen. And like right now, when I'm playing it, it constantly says minus 20 degrees Celsius. So I just know that's freaking cold. But
The one on the screen right now says minus 40.
Yeah.
Jesus, Murphy. Screw that.
And the temperature changes, between night and day as well. So if the sun's out, it gives you a sort of little weather forecast that says whether it's going to be a point or two colder or warmer.
Yeah.
It's a real Phil game, this, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is a Phil-ass Phil game, if you ask me.
This is... I played a couple of hours of it yesterday. Yeah. This is really good. It's so atmospheric. The graphics are superb. The sound's excellent.
Graphics?
Just the atmosphere itself, as you say, it makes you feel cold. You've got this, last chance survivors who've gone north from London. Why they go north, I don't know.
That was curious to me as well, but I think it's because north is where these generators were.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think the game does a really good job of conveying desperation, because as I play it, I start panicking. I start panicking that my people are getting cold, that they're not getting enough food, that they're, I mean, this, the environment itself is so hostile that just, you know, I start to just worry about every little decision. And am I making it fast enough? Am I not making it fast enough? And then I love the added element that you have these laws that you govern your township with. And those laws, when you enact them, that gives you kind of, you know, you have the ability to put this law into order. But if you do that, it can have consequences. And one of the other things that you're constantly battling, not only are you battling the environment and the cold, but you're battling your civilization or your community's level of hope and despair. I think it's hope and despair, if I'm not mistaken. And so as things go worse, hope goes down, and people start thinking, eh, we're not going to survive.
What a depressing game.
I know.
It's hope and discontent, yeah.
Is there an end to it, or do you just keep on going until everybody is dead or unhappy?
There are scenarios. There is an endless version of the game as well. But I actually, my hope went down to zero and my discontent went up to four because I ran out of coal and people started freezing to death and they banished me.
Oh, nice.
They banished me. They sent me out rather than execute me. They sent me out into the cold.
Yeah, one of the things I learned the game was I would turn my furnace off during the daylight hours. When it was its warmest, I would turn that off and then turn the furnace back on at nighttime to try and, you know, keep people warm. It seemed to be an okay tactic for a little bit.
Good game.
Yeah, very good game. Excited to get back and play more of it. So I've been playing a lot of these tactical games. So the next game on my list, Narcos: Rise of the Cartels. So this is a game that Mark had actually purchased for us. We saw this at EGX.
Yeah, I remember.
And Mark picked this up with some Christmas money leftovers, so I am the beneficiary of Mark's Christmas. So I finally got into playing this. And I like it. I get frustrated by it because it doesn't play as the traditional XCOM turn-based games play, which is usually you can make all of your squad moves and then it goes to the other side and the enemy does all of their moves. This, it's tit for tat. So you have, you know, you pick one squad member to move, then the enemy gets to move one squad member. What I've noticed with the AI is they tend to focus in on, if they wound one of your guys, they will focus in on that guy. It makes it a bit challenging because it's harder to set up like tactical situations. You try to move all of your guys together. It's more challenging to do that, especially if one of them gets engaged by another guy.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, overall.
Like, is there a ring and stuff and like roses and a meal? Do they go into one of these restaurants we're seeing?
No, it's just basically.
It doesn't look very romantic, game. It really doesn't. So, you know, that's a real positive that's come out of this. Even though in all that bloodshed and murder, there's still romance lives. So that's good. I'm glad they found it.
No, romance does not live. It doesn't. Enjoying it again. I like my turn-based tactical shooters. So
nerd.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hell yeah. This is as nerdy as it gets. You know, the ultimate goal here is you're trying to take down the cartel. And it gives you the option. You play as a DEA, and then eventually you unlock the ability to play as the narcos themselves. So you can play as the cartel. I don't see a point myself in playing as the other side. I'm just going to play through as the DEA. The story is, it's okay. But, you know, it's the gameplay that I've been enjoying. And so there's that.
Yeah. It's nice to see, but it's a younger development house as well, isn't it? It's not a big.
Yeah.
So, and it's not a full big massive 60 quid game. So,
and it is a show tie-in. You know, this is from the AMC show.
Okay.
Narcos. So, I think they've done a decent job of creating a nice show tie-in game. It doesn't It doesn't play off too much of the TV series, from what I can tell. Some of the main characters, I think, are from the series, but they're not very intrusive.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Okay, Tabs. Total Accurate Battle Simulator.
These are little weird people.
Yeah, I heard about this game before. And I was like, okay. You know, I'll give it a shot. Why not? This game just amuses me. So what it basically does, I don't know that there's truly a campaign to it. It's just different scenarios. It pits you against different battle formations in different areas, and you have to basically create an army on your end. You create the army up of mixing it with different types of soldiers. So the very first thing it starts off with is you have guys that have clubs and guys that have shields. And you have to create a mix of guys with clubs and shields to go up against another group of guys with clubs and shields and basically hope your army wins. And you hit start, and they just automatically collide and fight one another. It is nonsense. There's a way for you to take control of a character in first person, but honestly, I found no actual value in doing that other than, you know, I suppose you could maybe be good. You know, maybe it has a tactical value to it. I suppose it does. But to me, there's just a simplistic joy to watching these armies attack one another.
But it's old school battle tactics, isn't it?
Yeah. And so as you progress, it unlocks more and more levels of types of soldiers that you can throw onto the battlefield. And then you also will unlock additional levels of technology. So you start off with clubs and stones, then you go to pitchforks and bows and arrows, then you might get some magic wielders, like there's a minotaur. There's one level that had an elephant, and I just unleashed this elephant on the other army and just wiped them out because they could not kill this elephant. He just trampled everybody.
Do we have an understanding of why the blue people don't like the red people? What is their motivation?
It's historical, blue versus red.
Blue versus red, historical hate. It is super fast to restart a battle. And I think that's the
they answered
the
that question seriously, Kim. They really did answer that question seriously. They did. They went above my head and red versus blue. They gave me a serious answer and everything. So
as old as Halo, Robin.
We're not taking the hook.
Red versus blue.
Okay.
It is a fun time wasting game. Look, you're not going to spend hours upon hours, you know, consecutively playing this game. But I will throw it up there every once in a while and just have some fun. And I think what I love is that it loads up so fast that you can, if you fail at it, you just restart, lay out a new army, try different combinations. So it has kind of a puzzle element to it because you're trying to find out the right combination to defeat the army you're up against. And you will have limited resources of what you can use. So that's always the challenge. But there is a right combination at some point in time. You have to figure it out, but you'll have the right combination at your hands. So yeah. So that's Total Accurate Battle Simulator. Not accurate at all.
It kind of looks like the thing that could be pretty good on an iPad as well.
Oh, gosh, yes. This is like, if I had this on my phone, I would be happy. And it very well may be a mobile game.
Oh, bless you.
But yeah.
It doesn't say much.
No, it doesn't.
Right?
No,
it's nice. It doesn't. Sweet. It doesn't at all.
So this is Game Pass as well, is it?
Yes, it is. It is on Game Pass for PC as well as for Xbox, so you can play it on either or. And then last game, Doom. I finally fired up Doom. I had never played Doom, the reversion, the revamped version, so I finally fired that up. What a treat. It's just a fun, you just kill everything in front of you. And the music in this game is fantastic. I love just the big beat, rock and roll kind of vibe to it. It's very metal, you know, heavy metal overtones to the music. And Doom. It's just, it is as good as it was. Everybody talked it up a couple years back. Said it's a great game. I can confirm now, just firsthand, it's a great game.
Yeah, it's one of those games that's it's nothing more, it's nothing less. It's you know, it's just mindless going around shooting FPS. If that's all you want, there is a story there.
There is a story, yeah. But I mean,
it's not.
I couldn't tell you
don't need
going.
It. No.
Yeah.
No, I played and completed it. And yeah. I really enjoyed it, and it was in admiration of the mechanics and how well and smooth it played. But I have to admit, maybe I'm just a bit old. I was a bit bored with it.
You are old.
Because it was more and more of the same. Anyway, but it is fabulous. Please, please don't kill me. Don't cancel me. Very, very good. So yeah.
It's one of those things. I'm not actually. I enjoyed it. I'm not that interested in the sequel.
I think playing through one of these types of games is more than enough for a while. I kind of felt the same way, to be honest, about Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
To me, I didn't like. Mm. I have no desire to play the newest one with the girls. No, I'm just
really. Oh, the girl. Oh, the girls. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things because I loved the other ones, but it just seems like it's more. It will be definitely more of the same. I love the first couple there, but right. I think you're absolutely right. It's probably very, very good. Maybe it has a decent wee story to it, but you're right about that one.
Okay. Okay, so Robin, what have you been up to? What have you been playing?
I have been doing not a lot this week. I have been playing more Call of Duty. I'm not even going to put it up on the screen. My time has been very limited this week, trying to finish off the single player. I literally last night got another R. I've got rid of one of the baddies. I've got rid of the second one of the baddies now, and now I'm whizzing around some manor house and off to a place that makes the bad gas stuff. So it feels like it's coming to an end. It's fabulous. Even the single player is great. The multiplayer is fabulous. It's such a fabulous package. If any game deserved awards this year for what it did last year, that definitely deserves it. It's the whole thing. It's the whole package. And the other game that I've been having fun with is What the Golf. So I haven't cancelled my Apple Arcade subscription yet.
Okay.
Because there's some pretty good stuff in there, and it's funny. All these free games that we get, you know, the cookie cutter games and your games that we used to play. What was it? The battle ones that we did every week?
Yeah, Clash of Clans
and all of those things. Sort of thing. They're all built to get coin out of you. I know I spent maybe a fiver on Clash of Clans in the 2 years that I played it, but they're all built with that thing in mind. The games on Apple Arcade are games that you can actually finish. You know, I'm working my way through, you know, What the Golf at the moment, and I'm 56% of the way towards the end of the sort of little story that's going on, which is a very Portal-esque style story to it, with a robot overlord sort of thing controlling you a little bit. And there's adventure games there, but none of them are looking for extra purchases or, you know, it's like going back to Angry Birds. Because there was nothing, none of that in there. You know, those first Apple games or those first handheld games really were standalone, and they weren't trying to squeeze more money out of you. So it must be nice for the development companies thinking, well, how can we don't have to squeeze more money out of these people. We don't have to build the whole game and get them to buy an extra chest or something like that there. So I'm going to continue with it. And again, it's nice on the iPad too. Yeah.
What are the other games like on?
There is 100. It's a bit like Game Pass for Xbox. I don't have the full list. There's adventure games, strategy games. There's all manner of stuff, and generally newish games. Every week or so, they have one or two new games coming in and out of it. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of shovelware in it. There are quality games at this moment in time. So I'm gonna stick with it a little bit longer. Again, 1 month is free. First month's free, so I'm gonna carry on. So there's racers, strategy, adventure games, puzzle games, platformers, all the usual sort of stuff. So I'm looking forward to getting that. So
yeah, I'll have to look at that, because a lot of the games I've been playing on mobile have been that sort of shovelware. So I've continued playing Gears Pop, and that's had its balancing issues and everything else. I'm starting to play that a bit less and less now, but those games that you have to sit for hours and or pay for to speed up things,
yeah, Yeah, I know it's another Smarty subscription service, but what it was a fiver a month or so. But maybe, and you can cancel it any time. You're not signed up for a year, so it's maybe worth a fiver to play for a month, sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Have a look at that. We've talked about already one of the games I've been playing, Frostpunk, and we've actually talked about the other game that I've been playing, which is XCOM 2. I went back to XCOM 2. Never completed it. I was going through my list of God knows how many hundreds installed games, trying to work out what to play, and started that again. God, that game is difficult. I'm playing on normal, or was playing on normal.
Right.
Just constantly getting my ass handed to me. Just whatever happens, and then you've got
such a good ass
from the actual battles, getting through the various missions, and you've got the backstory of an avatar being built and things going wrong and all sorts. So I did call out to you, Greg, for some help.
Right.
Some tactics. I said, please help.
I don't think I gave you much help either.
Well,
Slacker.
Yeah. No, it's...
it's XCOM 2, it's hard because it pushes you, unlike the previous XCOM game where you could sit back on pretty much all missions, you could sit back and wait for them to come to you. This game forces you to constantly be moving forward because you do have time limits on pretty much every mission will have some kind of time limit to it. And if you're caught at the end of the timer without your soldiers in the extraction zone or having been extracted, then they're going to be captured.
Yes.
So, yeah, I get the pains.
Yeah, and that happens quite a few times. So I'm sad to say that all of you died or were captured. One of the great things, if you don't know XCOM, is that you can name your various characters whatever you want. You'll be glad to know, Kim, that when I restarted the game, started again from fresh and put it on easy, Kim Woods is still kicking ass after a few hours.
She was an ass kicker in my game as well, for the record.
So, she's doing pretty well. So's Robin. So's Bongo.
I put clown paint on his face. Once I did that, he actually excelled in the game.
What did you put on my face?
Clown makeup.
Oh, I thought you were wrapping your legs around my face again. Lovely.
So I put it on easy, and it's still actually quite challenging. So I'm just going to... I'm too old and too tired to go through with too much of a challenge, so I'm just going to crack through it because I've got too many other things to play. There's too many other good games coming out this year or games that I missed last year, so just going to move through it. So that's it for what we've been playing. No quiz. Oh, actually, there is a quiz.
Hello, my fellow Pockets family. I got all my sisters
with me. Yeah, we got a quiz. So if you want to play along at home, you can play along in the chat. What you guys need to do is fire up your WhatsApp right now so you can fire me the messages. This is slightly different. It's not so much multiple guess as pulled out of my ass. What I want you to do is fire me what you think it is, and I'll try and remember what I'm going to say. I'm thinking on my feet here. Sorry, Mark, I'm destroying your quiz format. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do a back-of-the-box quiz. Okay, and you're going to... Yeah, and you're going to tell me what the game is. Okay? So, that's a WhatsApp. Yeah. Okay, there's Greg Delisi. And he thought, it must have been bad. Message deleted. Okay, so what we're going to do is I've just went over to my collection here and pulled out some games from different formats, and I'm going to read you some of the stuff on the back of the box. Okay? And if you want to have a guess at it to get your 2 points, you can do that. If not, I will make up some names and you can guess the right one out of it. So, the first box that I have right here and right now is a PlayStation 2 box. But this game, as far as I'm aware, was also available to play on the Xbox 360, the Xbox One, and I believe on the PlayStation 4 as well. So, back of the box. Okay. Survive backcountry hazards. Explore the open mountain. It's you against the mountain. Dominate slope style, big air, and super pipe freestyle achievements. High speed races, intense rivalries, over 1,000 customizations and rewards. There we go. So, if you think you know what it is, it's a PlayStation 2 game, which you can play on pretty much everything. I will give you one clue. It has a 3 in the title. And a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, multiple guess. I've had one answer in from a certain gentleman.
Right, and I know now I'm wrong based on what you just said, so there's that.
And the games of choice are here. We have Forza. We have Gran Turismo. We have Crazy Taxi. And we have SSX3.
You know, the really annoying thing about this is I've got this game and played it quite a lot.
You epitome.
Okay, I've got one in from I've got one in from Kim. And I've got one in from Mark. Now, thankfully, the ones that were listening very, very closely realized that I give the answer away because I said there was a 3 in it. The only multiple guess one though, you ready? Was that? Yes, it's absolutely correct. It is SSX3, a fantastic snowboarding game on PlayStation 2, and it survived forever. You can still play that on.
I would just like to point out that I actually said SSX.
Yeah, you did, and I was going to give you it. I was going to give you it. Yeah. I was. Someone write down the points, please, because I can't find a pen. Okay, that's very good. Very, very good. Okay, the next game is an Xbox One game and PlayStation 4 game. Okay.
I'm adding points, by the way, to everybody. So, Kim, did you already add points to yours or no?
No.
Okay.
So, -6 for Kim.
Yep, exactly.
-6. Back of the box. 1968. New Bordeaux, Louisiana.
Was there anything more?
Was that it?
The rules. Okay, I'm not getting any answers. So, the rules of organized crime have changed. After years of combat in Vietnam, our hero knows this truth. Names have been changed to protect the innocent. This truth: a family isn't who you're born with; it's who you die for. When his surrogate family, the Black Mob, is betrayed and wiped out by an Italian mafia, Link builds a new family. That's it. I'm not giving you any more clues. And yous are all absolutely correct. It's Mafia 3, and I'm crap at this. Yay! Okay. We have two more we're going to do.
We all get 2 points?
Yes. Yep. Dude, very good. Very, very good. Good. Okay, the next one is a Nintendo Switchy game. Switchy?
Nintendo Twitchy. Twitchy, mm-hmm. Switchy, or just Twitchy?
Okay. Nintendo. Race to decipher the past. Very small writing. Holy shit. I've just realised the very small writing is all in different languages, which says race to decipher the past in various languages. Okay, survive in the wilderness, fight for the future of this country. Okay, race to decipher the past, survive in the wilderness, fight for the future of, begins with an H.
I have an idea, but I'm not sure it's a lot to for the multiple.
And it's called the something.
Hang on, I'm still tied. Still.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Phil Olsen is typing. Phil Olsen has given me an answer.
I don't know how I came up with that answer, but that just came to my mind.
Okay, so it's either Mario Kart, The Legend of Zelda, and The Breath of the Wild, Aliens, Colonial Marines, or Uncharted 4.
On the Switch, brilliant.
Yeah.
And your answers, please.
What were my choices again, please?
Okay, so Kim has said Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Greg has said Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening. And Phil Olson has said Legend of Zelda.
That was my first answer prior to.
Doesn't matter. It just changed a bit. I haven't written down it. For fuck's sake, I came up with this in seconds. So everybody gets 2 points.
Everybody gets a point.
Yes. This is the last one. And this game is available on the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 4. Okay?
Okay.
History is yours for the taking. An artifact found in one of Marco Polo's lost ships leads Fortune Hunter to the Himalayas on the trail of the Sintamani Stone. Okay, I got one answer. But not the only one searching for it. Hunted by an army of wild mercenaries, and his allies, Musk risk everything to unravel history's darkest secret.
This was PlayStation 3 and 4, was it?
Yes.
Correctamundo.
Okay, I've got an answer, and an answer, and Kim, no answer.
Hold on, I got one.
Okay.
Sorry.
I want you to check a chat. Okay, check a chat. Oh, come on, Dan. Come on. And hardly Dan is correct. It is Uncharted 2.
Oh, 2.
And if you're absolutely correct in your guessing, you'll get 2 points. Kim gets 2 points. Phil said Uncharted, and Greg said Uncharted 3.
Yeah, I did not think Uncharted 2 came to the PlayStation 4.
It did in the big pack, in the revamped pack.
You epitome.
Yes, it's free. It's free this month. It's free. I can do one more if you want to. It's a really quick one. It's the final bonus. Final bonus one.
Wait, Kim got 1 point, right?
Yeah.
No, I got 2.
No, you got one.
No, she got two because she got Uncharted 2.
The last one you got two, but this one just now, the Uncharted, did you named it?
Two.
Yeah.
Correct.
Epitome.
Let me. Okay, this is Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, PS4, probably, and definitely Xbox One. And probably PC as well.
Probably.
Okay. And the back of the box says the best deal in video game history. That's all you're getting. Okay, Kim, do you have an answer? The best deal in video game history. I wonder if anybody in the chat has this one.
I don't believe it at all. But no, it is this, Robin. I like my first answer better.
Okay. Come on, Greg Delisi. What is it? All right. Okay. So, believe it or not, Kim, do you want some multiple guess?
Yes, please.
Okay. Crash Bandicoot. We have Mass Effect 3. We have the Master Chief Collection. Or we have the Orange Box. Do you like to change your answer, Greg?
Yes.
Okay. And hardly Dad is correct once again, and everybody is also correct. Aren't you such clever people? What a great scoring week this has been. It is the Orange Box, and on the back of the box it says the best deal in video game history, and of course it was. Absolutely.
I got 2 points for that one, Greg.
Yes, he did.
So I named it.
So very, very good. There's the quiz. Thank you very much, Fraser. What over to you?
Thank you very much. Love it.
Thank you, Robin. I think we should have some news.
Oh, shit.
Here is the fucking news.
So, huge, 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 huge news. This week, there was a PS5 reveal in as fact that they showed us their new logo.
It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. I seen the footage. It was said a P. It said an S. A guy done backspace on the computer and put a 5 on the screen. It was fucking awesome. And the internet lost its marbles.
In fairness, I mean, people like legitimately thought there was going to be actual news from CES about the PlayStation 5. I mean, there wasn't going to be anything. They never. CES is not outside of the original Xbox. It has not been a place for actual news.
Not anymore.
Mm. Well, there was but yeah, PlayStation 5 logo, it looks like the PlayStation 5 logo. In fact, it's the same font as the PlayStation 4 logo. Mm. So, I mean, creativity just gone out the window.
Was there not something funny about the number 5 in Japan being a rude word or a derogatory word? Is there not something about that that...
No idea.
I thought there was something about that. Hey, Jason. Jason's in the chat. Hi. Hello. And Sarah's in the chat. And Scott Stubby's in the chat. Hello.
Yes,
so
they are.
They've also announced the... top iPhone games for 2019. Customers spent $1.42 billion on the App Store between Christmas and New Year's Eve alone.
Wow.
So that's a lot of phones and tablets being given as presents. New Year's Day.
That's not hardware, it's just software, Phil.
That's software. So yeah. It's just the App Store. Either people are getting new phones or they're getting vouchers, I suppose. New Year's Day set a new single day record with people spending $386 million. In total, the App Store has earned more than $155 billion since its launch in 2008. That is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, the top three iPhone games. So, we'll just do the top five of each. In five, there's BitLife Life Simulator. Four, Call of Duty Mobile, which is getting a lot of press at the moment. It's supposed to be very good. In three, Aquapark IO, Color Bump 3D in two, and Mario Kart Tour. Haven't played any of those, you guys?
Yep.
Yeah, a bit of Call of Duty and a bit of Mario Kart. And Call of Duty, yeah, it works quite well. Yeah, I mean, it's sort of... you're not running and gunning just as much, but it's interesting. It's a very well executed mobile game of Call of Duty. It's worth a little look at, Phil. It's free.
The top paid iPhone games in five, Geometry Dash, four, Bloons TD 6, three, Plague Inc., which is a fantastic game, two, Heads Up, and number one, Minecraft.
Mm-hmm. The game that just keeps on giving.
It does.
Yep. I like Heads Up.
I think I'm over for Minecraft now.
Heads Up's good fun in a queue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one where you stick the phone on your...
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. This is a quiz. Yeah.
Okay. Loads of money.
So, the Xbox Series X, its processor is going to be engraved with 8K. Not a lot you can say about that, really.
When are you going to crack open your Xbox to look at it? No?
Yeah, it's supposed to refer to the display with a resolution of approximately 8,000 pixels. There aren't many 8K-ready displays on the market yet, but I suppose they're expecting that to change over the lifespan of the console.
I think they just want to put the Xbox Series X in the light of being a future-proof, if you will. So as things evolve, this console can move along with you, and it's not going to be handcuffed to just 4K.
Yeah,
God forbid.
There's something again about the Scorpio inside it, which I have sitting here. The Scorpio Edition Xbox One X. I believe it's personalized inside it as well.
Yeah, it has little Scorpio on it.
Yeah, inside that you can't see without unscrewing it all, so I don't want to do that.
Right. Avoid putting your warranty. But, you know, it's there.
Hmm.
So you think.
Well, speaking of Xbox, then.
Yeah, so also this week, there was news from Microsoft Studios that they are not going to launch the Xbox Series X with any exclusive games that can only be played on the new hardware. So they're going to lead with play anywhere strategy and fully supporting backwards compatibility. So any games that come out in the first year from Microsoft Studios, at least, will be next or cross-gen.
Yeah, cross-gen. I mean, it makes sense, although this is the first time it's being done. PlayStation has come out, and I guess they have said that they are going to have PlayStation 5-only games at launch. You know, I mean, on one hand, you like to think about having something that's exclusive to the new generation of console because it's utilizing the power, but I think the reality is when you first get new hardware anyway, there's a rare occasion when it actually takes advantage of the new hardware. So,
yeah.
I like the approach of the thought of they're not forcing their consumer base into making a choice and having to make that choice. But yeah. It might have been smarter to say, no, we will have exclusive games for this console to try and push people into buying it. I don't know.
You might end up finding out that it's like called the Call of Duty, remember? Or some of the Assassin's Creed, that there's stuff.
Yeah.
The tune might change to the best place to play this is Series X, but you'll get a slightly cut down version on the Xbox One X.
Oh sure, I fully expect that to happen. Absolutely, but you know, like Killzone Shadowfall was an exclusive PlayStation 4 launch title. I mean, it looked visually stunning, but I don't know that it was something that we could sit there and be like, oh my God, this was like groundbreaking and a reason to buy a PlayStation 4. I don't know. I suppose both strategies are fine. It all depends upon what you're going for. I mean, Microsoft clearly is not all about hardware right now. They are about the ecosystem. So I think this narrative plays nicely for them saying, just get into our ecosystem one way or the other. Yeah. And you'll be able to play the games. So this is a separate question. So I want to put this out there in the midst of our news. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But you know, there was a question that was asked. Are we finally at a point where being a multi-console gamer is still a smart and viable option? And I guess, you know, and so... The question was kind of thrown out there, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I think at this point, I'm going to go probably down the exact same path I went this generation, which is I'm going to have my primary platform, which will be the Xbox Series X. I'm going to console and game in that ecosystem, and then I will utilize PlayStation Now for when there are first-party titles that come out on the PlayStation that I want to play. Eventually, they'll come to PlayStation Now, and I can play them then. I just have to be patient. And the same thing with Stadia. Eventually, they'll actually make a game that makes that console system worthwhile playing. And I'll be able to go in on their free system and buy the one-off game if I want and play it. I don't think there is a need to heavily invest in multiple SKUs of hardware. With the maybe sole exception of Switch, that probably has its own justification because it is so unique. But between the PlayStation 5, the Xbox One Series X, and PC, they kind of all are the same, and streaming services are out there now that make it viable to not have to say, I have to buy them all.
Yeah.
Mm. The differences are getting fewer. I still think the Xbox Live chatty atmosphere or sharing of chat and chat groups and party groups and all of that there sort of thing is still superior to the PlayStation offering that I've experienced. But again, we're splitting hairs here. I think there's less and less difference. I think some of the PlayStation 4 exclusives are absolutely fabulous. I think some of the Xbox exclusives are fabulous. As an epitome, I will continue to have everything.
Yes.
So I like what you're saying, Greg, and it makes good sense financially. Yes, you should sell insurance. But yeah, I'm happy to. I like playing this with new hardware.
I know. Yeah, you bought the beta Stadia. I know. So that's all good.
You are the epitome of
suckerhood.
A person owning, you know, all consoles.
Let's face it, Robin. You are the console whale. In a casino, they call you the whale. You're the guy that comes in and just throws his wallet down.
Look at
the
that
table
fat bastard.
Says, I'm in.
He's a whale.
I'm well, all in.
There are four there are four switches in this house. So what do you do?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to stick with just the one. I'll move to the Series X when it comes out. But,
yeah, the Series X will still be my main console unless it's an absolute flop and a piece of absolute crap and the PlayStation 5 is fabulous and really improves. But yeah, I think I'm here for life now. So. Yeah.
Okay, no,
Kim, any thoughts, Kim? Real quick.
Well, I mean, I'm mainly Xbox, but I didn't get the PlayStation, so I can play with other people. But if they keep getting this crossplay thing figured out, well,
yeah, that's another piece of the puzzle.
That's a good point.
I'm not giving up my PlayStation friends, so you know I've got to figure something out.
Well,
so.
Phil, you've just sold your Switch, so you're even less of a multi-cult console man.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, you know, I think as we get older as well, or busier, we have to pick and choose our time of when we can play. The games that I wanted to play, if I was going to play a game, were for me on the Xbox or PC. And that Switch just wasn't getting any use whatsoever. So it had to go. It had to go. One final piece of news, actually.
Yes.
Just Nintendo are working on an updated Switch model.
Oh. Okay.
So a more powerful one.
Yeah, so I think it's a really this is reported. It's a rumor of this thing. I think it's not as it's. I don't believe this really. It's not Nintendo's way. I could see them launching one maybe that has a better battery and maybe a slightly better processor, but having it. Splitting their market with, you know, I think this says it's going to have bigger cartridges or more powerful cartridges. That's not the Nintendo way. You know, they don't try and compete with Microsoft and PlayStation. They do their own thing, and power isn't everything. You know, so, but they do bring lots of SKUs out. But generally, the SKUs will play all of the different their own same games. I can't imagine them doing a more powerful one.
Well, you know, I could see them doing something that, in terms of the dock output, so when it was in dock, it actually displayed out at a higher resolution. I could see that, because I think that is, if we're going to fault the Switch for anything, I think really it's when it's in dock play, the quality, what you see on screen is just not as good.
So a better processor maybe for that, you know, to help with that. But I can't see them splitting their market to saying, well, you need this version of the game for this, a slightly different cartridge, and this version of the game for that. So, Now, saying that, I mean,
Not this quickly.
Well, I mean, the lights are out. So, I mean, the little lights that we have, the guys are loving them. They're playing with them well. They seem robust. But they don't connect to TV at all. So there is no dock. Right. There is no TV connection. So, anyway, Fraser's in the chat. Say hello, Fraser.
Razor!
Sorry about your compatriots who passed away terribly. Anyway,
One last thing.
Dig a hole, Robin.
We were talking about this before the show started. Ori and the Will-O-The-Wisps is apparently now available for download.
I nearly peed my pants. In fact, I probably did pee a little bit because I'm old.
Probably.
It's very hard to get the final drip away in any more than three shakes, and as a anyway, so I was out the other night and I had a quick look at the store and Game Pass, and there it was, just there, no announcement, just Ori and the Will-O-The-Wisps. Will-O-The-Wisps. What is that? What was his name? Dick Emery? Was it Dick Emery? Phil?
No, it's
Dick is appropriate right now.
What was his name? Kenneth Williams, and it was called Will-O-The-Wisp, wasn't it? The little cartoon. Oh, yeah. Old English cartoon, anyway. And I thought, yeah, there it is, ready to play, but wow, no announcement. And you can pre-install Ori and the Will-O-The-Wisp, but you can't play it until the 11th of February.
Yep.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah,
So, plenty of time then to complete some games.
Absolutely.
Which is a nice segue, Robin, for our little competition.
Yeah, because there's nothing coming out yet. Okay, so yes, victory achieved. Let's talk about victory achieved. Victory achieved is when you finish your games to the credits at the end. You take a selfie of yourself. Believe it or not, just by doing finishing a game and taking a selfie with the credits in the background, you win money. Well, you don't do it for every game, but we put in a draw and we pull somebody out of the hat, and they get a chance to win £15 or $20 in a gift card for Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, Stadia. You name it, they do it. If you want to buy Aliens, Colonial Marines, you can buy it and have change out of all of those currencies. The contest will, this one will run until the end of March. And the people that finished games this week, John Mouse, he finished Red Dead Redemption 2. It's about cowboys. Mr. Miyagi, he finished Styx, the Master of Shadows. That's about little kindling things that light the fire with. Mr. Killer Cranky, he finished Far Cry New Dawn. Dawn came to my house once and knocked the door. I kissed her once, even though she was going out with a friend of mine. Sorry. Denok TQ, he finished Final Fantasy on the iOS. I'm not even going there. And my camera just switched off. There you go. I'm sorry. Ouch. Goodness me. You know, that was my mate. I'm really, really sorry.
It's going so well.
You know,
I so well.
Johnny, don't hack my computer, please. Sorry. I'm sorry about Dawn. I was only like 18. And, you know, she's
so whilst Robin.
So anyway, those people that do that, so you send a tweet off to @OC_podcast and you put the hashtag victory achieved on it, and I will retweet it. I'll stick a chicken on your tweet. Well, maybe have some sort of story going on in the background with the chicken, and the chicken could be doing different things, and we might dress you up with some glasses and a nice hat, or even some people get a dress. Then you go into the draw and away we go. But for now, just to keep you in suspense, and for the people that have finished the games, everybody else that didn't finish a game this week, don't listen. But the people that finished games this week, yes, this is yours.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have won a victory's achieved.
I'm getting on my knees. Excuse me a second.
There was a comment earlier when we were talking about games preloading, and Robin made mention that Ori and the Will of the Wisps was going to be available February 11th. I believe that is incorrect. I believe it's March 11th.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So Robin's got – he's a little – he's getting very excited. He's easily excitable. It happens.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He can't control himself. It's what happens when you get older.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm getting excited because of what?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. So anyway, you, the listener, can be part of the conversation as we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, and youtube.com/OC podcast at 9 PM UK, 1 PM West Coast, 4 PM East Coast, 6 PM on East Island, and 7 AM in a certain part of Australia, Melbourne.
That are not currently burning.
No.
Yeah.
Leave us a review, please, on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher, as well as on YouTube. You can find us on lots of communities, OC Podcast Clubs and Communities, on Xbox, on PlayStation, and we would love to hear from you. One person especially would love to hear from you.
You like us.
That's
we
that bit.
Like you.
Sorry. I'm
See
old.
I'm going with this.
I'm old.
Follow
I forgot already.
Twitter.
Who are you again?
@OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Man. Halfway through January. Good God.
Yes.
So,
right. I'm on
feel shout outs and let's just get out of here, please. Kim, lead the way.
Alrighty. I'm going to shout out our shatters today, and there's been a fair few of them. We have Harley Dan, RCGSD, Scott Stubby, Aiton, Commander Root, Mega Axa, I think. Sorry if I flubbered that up. Teflon 12, System Gamer, Fraser Moo, and Zane Kyber. So thanks y'all for coming along in the chat and chatting with us. Shout out to Mother Nature. Get rid of this frickin' snow and bring some warm weather. That would be great. Shout out to you guys. Hilarious as always. And yeah, let's all have a good week, hopefully. So yeah, how about you there, Tank Top?
Big shout out to every Epitome out there. You know who you are. Congratulations. You have earned that title. I want to shout out Australia. I know they got some rain, much needed. I'm hoping those fires are finally coming under control for you guys. Such a crazy, crazy situation out there. Shout out to the three of you. Thanks for allowing me to jump in late into the podcast, but nonetheless, joining and having some fun with you guys, chatting away, especially since I'm gone next week. So mind the ship. Robin, please don't burn the ship to the ground. That's all I ask.
I make no promises.
I know you don't. That's pretty much it. Maybe we'll hear from Mark. Mark almost was on the show.
Almost.
Come on, Mark. Get it together. Let's go.
We miss you, Mark. Come back.
Yes, we do.
I don't miss you, Mark.
We all miss you except for Robin, the Epitome. Robin, it's you.
I want to mention
Epitome?
A book. No. and a quick thank you to Phil. We should have done this at the beginning. The TV series, The Expanse. We're not talking about my waist. We're talking about the spacey thing. So and we had talked about this briefly, and I'd said that it sort of fallen off, and I wasn't really a bit fed up with it. But when I started my Run Bonger Run, at the beginning of the year, I started to watch it again and thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm now on to season 3, just started. Very, very good. I forgot how good it actually was. It's really like a gritty Star Wars, or no, gritty Firefly without the jokes. Yeah, maybe? I don't know. It's very good. It's very good. I want to mention a book as well, just when people are joking about my...
Episode?
Yeah. My... Memory. It's called Optional. It's an audible book narrated by R.C. Ray. It's called The Optional Retirement Plan. And it's about this hitman set in the future. And he gets Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And he starts to blabber in the bar about the jobs that he's done in the past, and he forgets that he's done this. So his boss, who sort of likes him, sort of gives him 3 days to get out of Dodge before they're going to put a bullet in his head. And I've just started. So it evolves from there of him. He didn't put an implant in his head that would have recognized Alzheimer's because he didn't want to be detected because he was a hitman, and he's a cool dude. So Optional Retirement Plan.
Optional retirement.
Retirement plan. Right. So give that a whiz.
I'm looking for another audiobook.
That's it to Mark, to Richard, to the future.
Yes. The future.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, real quick, I did want to mention a Netflix, I believe it's a Netflix documentary, I could be wrong, but I saw it on Netflix, called Into the Hornet's Nest. This is a fantastic documentary. It's about a ABC war correspondent who goes to Afghanistan and embedded himself with a U.S. Special Forces platoon along with his son. And his son came along also as a war correspondent. They spent over a year in Afghanistan and in one of the roughest areas in Afghanistan. Just the way they did it, it is all done through the lens of their own, pro stick, go sticks on their helmets, that kind of thing. So you see just firsthand how crazy it feels. It will pull at your heartstrings, not just for the soldiers, but also for the surrounding population. Because you see and you just hear about just some horrific things, but also it reminds you about kind of also what you like to think some of the good things that are being accomplished with all of that. So really, okay. Really good series, or I should say movie. It's about two-hour documentary.
Okay.
I'll have a look at that. Mm-hmm. My shout outs, Mark, please come back.
please
come back. You see, Mark is professional. Mark doesn't change the names on the overlays. So currently Greg is at Twat and yeah. I am at Dick.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, and Kim is now at Wicked Witch. Robin was asshole. Yes. Well, we all know. Yeah.
Robin anyway, is just one giant epitome.
Thanks. He is, and I have to say, thanks to you guys. Special thanks to Robin, actually, because he's just so full of energy and bouncing around. And
he is.
I always started out saying about talking about exercise and mental health, and I'm fully supporting the idea, Robin, of doing something towards healthy and mental health this year as a challenge for the community. You bring a smile to our faces. You make me laugh. My wife did say, "What the fuck?" when you streamed your exercise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is now something is brewing in my mind. It's the Jewish event that I'm going to run this year. It's called the Yulom. That's the year of living mentally. No, maybe not. Needs a bit of work.
Moving on. Thank you all. Thank you, listeners.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll come back next week. Mr. Uncle Greg has that look that he made us move on very quickly recently.
there's going to be some changes.
Thank you, everyone, and good night.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Something's happened.
You won't believe what I just did.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, I did. It's all right. Well, nobody will hear this. It's yeah.
just pressed the wrong button.
I did. I pressed the wrong button.
I've done that.
Where is it?
Trying to get Greg in or something.
Yes. Sorry.
It's all Greg's fault.
Yeah. It's all. No, it's not freaking. Don't blame Greg. It's Mark's fault.
It's all Mark's
okay,
fault.
Everybody, little hiatus. Sorry in the chat. We will be here. We never went off the air. It's just me laughing, laughing at my predicament.
No, I don't know why you're telling me.
Okay. Do you know what, Greg DeLacy? Why don't you just switch your camera on and we'll see what the hell happens? Greg DeLacy's coming to join the show. So it's going to go a bit.
Look at that.
It's going to go a bit wonky. Hey.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Should I press the button to stop doing streamy stuff now? Should I?
Is that?
Are we done? We're done.
Please.
Okay, I'll press the button and then we can talk a little bit more and then.
No, I know you're lying.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya. Okay, I'm going to press the button right now.